B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the phone number for you. We got a couple more items to open up there. A few more items in a big box. What do we have? Let's finish this off
Come
strong.
On, dead animal.
Come on.
All right, I'm going to stick
Give us
the,
something
the
good.
Same box. The same box has a few more items that aren't cards.
Dead squirrel.
Hershey Bears hockey puck. Art is just not even speaking now.
I'm getting Dave Iraqi on Twitter, the guy who's we named his baby. Remember when we named his baby a couple of weeks ago?
We named the baby.
Rocky is what they went with a different name. He says, my wife has an empty cigarette pack from Leonardo DiCaprio from when they filmed The Departed at her store. Does this meet the qualifications?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
It's ideal.
That is ideal.
The qualification.
What's that empty cigarette pack? Leonardo DiCaprio was smoking those cigarettes when they filmed The Departed.
Like... What's the pack of bazooka gum? Oh, that was Jim Corsi's gum from a Red Sox game in 1995. What? Right?
I mean, and Corsi was playing for the A's.
Right.
Yes.
Wait, Corsi wasn't even playing for the Red Sox.
Are the cigarettes in the movie? No, he was smoking those off screen, but he left them there. It was her store. My wife grabbed them up and like kept them all these years. Thank you. Send it in, Dave.
Bingo.
So the rest of that box was a couple more minor league hockey pucks and a Fenway Park little replica. A little tiny replica.
Not bad.
Yeah, a little paperweight thing.
I like that. You could even put that on the desk. That could be a paperweight.
I was thinking
about
putting
the
Ted picture on the desk because it just doesn't fit on the shelf.
Yes.
Just leave it on the desk.
You didn't have a picture of your kid on
yes.
your desk.
Put it on your desk as if it's like one of your personal photographs.
Yeah, like his kid. Oh, this All is right, a mom.
Like, oh, there's us on
at.
Vacation as a family. There's us at a Little League game. And, oh, yeah, this is the mountain picture. What's the mountain picture
My
of?
My kid likes
oh,
that mountain.
From Ted, too.
What is this? There's a folder.
Folder.
Mike in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
We got some more basketball cards.
Oh, boy.
Maurice Hurst. A Maurice Hurst signed Patriots, number 37.
Do you know he used to wear fishnet underwear? We thought some things about him. We thought some things about him that weren't true.
Why? What is that what he was into?
He had that like Daryl Soul Glow Jerry Curl that he had working, and he used to wear bikini fishnet underwear. And he would probably walk around the locker room. We're like, this is strange.
And it's kind of like the Prince era.
Like, do you want us to see everything through it? That's what you like, huh?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. And he had like, never mind. Yeah, he had like leopard skin underwear and stuff, like silk.
Really?
Yeah. He was flamboyant.
Interesting.
His kid plays college ball.
Nice.
Pretty damn good.
Pull up the 2013-14 Celtics roster, Beetle.
13-14?
That sounds like a winning year.
Why? It's a team signed basketball, isn't it? Oh my god.
2013-24. This is not going to fit on the shelf.
Oh my god.
Oh, you don't think?
That team, which was a 25 win team. Oh my god.
Is that Brad's first year? That was Stevens' first year.
Yeah, that was
oh my god.
See, now that I like.
Because the roster is so bad.
Yeah, we could break Stevens' balls with that next week.
See, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Celtics signed Ball. What is that, from 08? No.
No.
10?
No.
13.
No. 13.
Rondo should be on there.
There's one signature for every win.
So Rondo, Jeff Green, Avery Bradley would be the
Jeff
best names
Green.
On there. But that was quite a year. Those are the three best names you're going to find on there. Chris Humphrey, sign it.
What are the obscure names, though? We need the obscure names.
Chris Babb, Brennan Bass. not too obscure, but Marshawn Brooks.
That's pretty obscure.
Providence College.
Jordan Crawford.
What's he saying?
Kelly the Clinic Olynyk. Rookie year.
I like Bass.
That was rookie year.
I like Rocky
Bass.
Dennis.
Yeah, I can't read any of these signatures.
Bass was.
Do you ever think Kelly Olynyk
this could just be a Celtics
like
basketball
Rocky
marker on it?
Phil,
I have no idea.
Phil Pressey? Phil Pressey on there?
T-Bone's going to investigate.
T-Bone will look into it.
He's like the guy in Pawn
He'll
Stars.
Give it a full look over.
I got a guy who knows all about Celtics signed basketballs from 2013. Let me bring him down here.
Isn't that like an episode of Pawn Stars? They have an expert for everything?
Yeah. Let him hang out. You hang out for a while. Get the guy down here, and he can tell us what it's
worth. Call my friend.
Yeah.
Purvis Ellison signed rookie card in here, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Purvis.
And a David Wesley signed Fleet Summer Jam. Little cardboard, full page, black and white.
Not bad.
The stats on the back.
Oh, stats
like the shelf.
This is from Kinko's, by the way. Kinko's.
Isn't he the guy that ended up? Jim, isn't he into the guy that ended up on that trike with the guns on his back?
No, that's Delonte West.
Delonte West. Delonte West is the
LeBron.
Is the guy
who did.
Speaking of Celtics, Joe in Pittsfield has a thought on Robert Williams. Joe.
Yes, how you doing? You guys are great. You're so entertaining through all this stuff. I'd like to thank you.
Thanks.
Listen, Mr. Poole.
Yeah.
You must be a great putter. I'm going to get to Robert Williams. I'll be quick. You made a paper-to-basket shot yesterday that I saw on the simulcast.
Oh.
And it was a swish.
Thank you.
I mean, nothing but net.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So casually. I wish you could replay that. Do you guys see that? Looks like you're about 8 to 10 feet away.
Yeah,
we're really about four.
Yeah, it happens so often that, you know, it doesn't even really register.
And
you
want to know why I wasn't thinking about it? I didn't care if I made it. There is, and this is a lesson maybe to be learned for professional sports teams, Bruins, Celtics. There is real value in not caring. I didn't care. I didn't care if I made it or not, and that's why it went in. There's a lesson.
You had your elbow pointing. You did it nice. Okay.
Are you a stalker?
You must be a great putter.
I am.
I've been disappointed with the way Robert Williams has been handled. And I'm not talking about last night. The Nets kind of stink. But this guy brings more to the court when he's in there than I think that Tice and our other big guy does. Tice is good. He hustles. But if you watch Robert Williams, he challenges almost every shot at the hoop. He's either almost blocking it or he's getting in the way. He makes mistakes, but how many times have we seen Tice chasing his guy down toward the basket? And how many times have we – I'm forgetting the other guy's name. He's Cantor. How many times have we seen – I think Robert Williams is going to be – and so does Kendrick Perkins. So I'm not alone. Perk was talking him up too. Stevens is making a mistake. He needs to play more. He should have been playing more all season. You guys agree or what?
Well, I don't know that he should have played all season because there are times when he does play and he doesn't play as well as he did last night. So I think he's probably going to get minutes, though.
He should, based on size and athleticism.
Based on size and the need for him to play.
I just think they're waiting for him to mature.
You know?
And Brad's going to play the guys he's comfortable with.
That was a hell of a shot, though, Hardy. Hell of a shot.
Thank you.
See what he did with his elbow?
One of the best we've ever seen.
They didn't even,
one of the best.
You could take a shot right now, roll up a piece of paper, you'll hit the wall.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
Right.
Don't go anywhere. We've got something on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Bucks and how they may have, in their mind, the solution to playing during a pandemic. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Oh, hey.
Oh,
617-779-0985. We've spent so much time this year talking about different teams and what they're going to do to remain safe and not get COVID-19 and things of that nature. Well, Tampa Bay Buccaneers have an idea. Rick Stroud, that is, of the Tampa Bay Times, says Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians, paint drinker himself, Bruce Arians, said on Wednesday the team has secured a hotel in Tampa for players to sequester if they choose. Rick Stroud says, spoiler alert, they will choose. Despite Tom Brady's cavalier attitude toward the coronavirus during the offseason, he surely realizes that a positive test will shut a player down for at least a game. Zoe, you've heard it might be a lot longer than a game.
Yes.
So he'll encourage players, especially those deemed to be at the highest risk of doing something that would expose them to the virus, of staying there. It will be interesting to see whether Brady stays there himself. His candid remarks to Howard Stern regarding past friction with Mrs. Brady could make a five-month disappearing act a very delicate proposition. But if Brady doesn't stay at the hotel, how can he expect teammates to do the same? So, I don't know if this is like a report or if it's speculation that he will encourage other players, especially high-risk players, of staying in a hotel.
I think he would stay there.
It's a voluntary bubble is what the Tampa Correct. Bay Buccaneers are coming up with. Now, this is not a horrible idea in general because, you know what?
It might be safer.
We've talked about it. We've said, you know, if each team can sort of have a local bubble where they locally all quarantine and stay in a team bubble locally in all the different markets they're in, then maybe they've got a really good chance of keeping the virus out of their league.
See, here's what's interesting with him, too. He has a lot of people that come and visit for home games. At least he did over the years. And I just don't know how they're going to handle it this year. It's a massive house. You know, supposedly her sister's been living there, too. Alex is down that way, obviously. You know, the whole film crew's
But it's
there.
Not just about living in a hotel. It's about staying in a hotel and not going home.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If you're going to have all this extracurricular, you know, movement within your house and your common areas, you know, during the week, it might be different. Thursday to Monday might be something totally different. People coming in and out of there. Like, that's what he might not want to subject himself to. And he's been the leader, the forefront leader at all these workouts, getting guys out there to private school to go throw him and Gronk. So they might put this on him to get guys into this hotel. Like, this might be his idea.
But then he has to go himself and not see his wife and his kids and the sister-in-law, and he has to stay at the hotel. Yeah. You think he's going to do that? If it's voluntary, do you think any player is going to do that and adhere to it?
Probably not.
That's why I would say it's useless. Unless you're able to force it on the players and say, if you leave, that's it. You know, you're suspended or you've got a quarantine before we let you back in. There's no point.
It'd be interesting if, like, hey, guys, we can't make you do this, but we're going to sequester a hotel and we're going to have an area for you. It's called your safe zone, to where if you think, you know, you could be put in jeopardy of, you know, families, you know, pushing themselves and they don't understand what the word no means and you feel that you need to get away. And it's like some guys like going to the hotel. Some guys like away trips because you get away from ticket responsibilities, family responsibilities, because you get to sit there and just concentrate on football. And it becomes like this long, elongated camp. And let's face it, they're a contender. So you're going to do everything they can to make sure they got their guys. And that's a big part of this. You know, you put a lot of money into this. They invested it. They pick up Shady this week. You know, Brady's making a ton. Gronk's back. They, you know, they're all in here. They're going for it. That team's loaded up. So how do you protect your investment, right?
And get through the year.
Different days, different times. This changes weekly. You know, the updates with college football, with pro football. Jesus, they just signed their damn agreement. What the hell have you been waiting for? You know? So let's be proactive. Let's take some things into our own hands here and protect ourselves even further. It's kind of smart. You know, it is. Like we always said all along, it's going to be hard to bubbleize the NFL.
I just don't think it's going to work. Like,
here's your problem, too.
It's smart in theory. So, okay, like, yeah, it's good. Bubble up.
Is it to sleep there and then you go to your facility where you do all your stuff like normal days? Or
you would have to.
Do you transplant everybody to the hotel? No, you don't. Not if you got big ballrooms and you could just.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Well, no, you're going to go to your practice field. Yeah. You're going to go to your facility. That's still going to exist.
We talked about this earlier in the week. Like, for at least one of these leagues, there's going to be an element of, if we just hold it together, other teams are going to be dropping off. Players are going to be dropping off. They're not going to be able to go. They're going to be limited in terms of personnel because of COVID, right? So if we just be smart and be super, super careful.
Super careful.
Right?
Super
we careful. We can gain a really nice advantage just by having the team ready to go and ready to play and not have to literally forfeit any games like we're seeing in Major League Baseball. Now, you know, Tom Brady's always talked about sacrifice, right? How he's always done this and Tom versus Tom thinks he's... This would be a pretty big sacrifice, right? To get away from your family, and somebody is going to be on board with this idea. There will be players, and there will be plenty of other players who say, hell no, I'm not leaving my family, you know, either literally or figuratively for huge chunks of time beyond what we already do throughout the course of this season, just for a chance to do well in a football season. Other guys are going to be all in and say, yeah, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Let's do that. And that will be all but guaranteed that our guys are going to be there every Sunday and we can play and it's working in these other bubbles and let's go do it. I just think, like you said, Beetle, it's not realistic to think that you're going to get 53 guys to all sign up for this and make that kind of sacrifice. And it's not the sacrifice that other people make. I understand it. But there's no doubt it would have a better chance of success than what they're doing right now.
Right. But the thing is, if not everyone buys in, as you just described, Artie.
Then it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
So if the Miami Marlins had 20 guys that decided to sequester in a hotel and stay there.
Right.
Was that going to change anything?
No.
No.
It's like Lou Williams, right?
Yeah, it's going to take
What's like
one
Lou
guy.
Williams?
No. Like
no.
Young guys, like it all takes is that one guy
that
to
one
just
guy, like,
make
Lou
a poor
Williams
decision.
To make
oh, I was naive.
A bad
oh, okay,
quality decision.
To
and then come back in and join
I didn't
the group.
Understand.
But Lou Williams didn't have it as far as we know.
No, I understand
but
it, but you
something like that.
Yeah, you walk in an environment where it's like 10 naked women and you got guys frisking you and passing around of dollar bills and germs.
Oh, I'm
thinking about it.
Okay, no, I'm just saying
he went into that environment.
But as we know,
he jeopardized his team.
You know, the Marlins could have gotten it going out for coffee, as Derek Jeter said,
sure,
or going to the hotel bar where there were a lot of people,
right?
And it takes one guy doing that and staying there for a period of time to expose himself to it, to then go back to the team. If there are 20 other guys who haven't left their hotel rooms, it doesn't matter. You didn't do it for any reason. It was didn't protect you at all. If your teammate is, you know, in other groups of people.
COVID's going to kill the young teams. I think that's what you're going to find out here. It's like these young guys, the younger they are, the more invincible they feel. It's like we're the ones that are going to sneak out, right? The single dumb guys, right? Kids, old guys that are older that have families that may have someone that's, you know, is a high risk, you know, family member. You're going to protect yourselves a little
bit.
You think
Tom Brady
about it.
Can leave the misses for 5 months? And say,
play the music on a loop.
Starting in
know.
August, I'm gone, and I'll see you hopefully in February.
Hardy, we should have a square off here. A voice off. Let's go with Giselle, and let's go with the other one. We'll just play them and see which guy would want to stay at the facility longer than the other one. No, I think Brady would want to be with her. That's why he chose, one of the reasons he chose Tampa, because she likes Tampa. She likes the warm weather, somewhere nice.
He just wants to feel appreciated and have fun. Right?
Hey, y'all, I got a new dog.
I don't know.
Bro.
I don't know.
You're done with her,
wants.
Aren't you?
I don't
know. You're checked out on
I don't know what either
Oh,
one
he's
one
got a new one now. He's got a live one. Yeah. He found someone new.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did
oh,
not.
You most certainly did.
Oh, you
no,
nailed
I
this
didn't.
One first day out of the box. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
It's like a bubble. And,
there's going to be a nail salon in the hotel lobby.
So now it's just me and Bra living here.
What's your name? Bra. We name the dog, Bruh.
It's really quiet here with me and
Bruh. Stop it.
Why?
He's a good kid. Stop it.
That's what I say.
Bruh.
Bro. Bruh. 617-779-0985. We've got T-Dish. That'll be this date in show history at 11:50. We'll check in with baseball's latest update. And also some Yankee calls. Not John Sterling. John Sterling is on a leave, medical leave right now. We'll get to the new guy. That's
new guy,
in.
Ricky.
Yeah, that's on the way.
Ricky.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, we talk about a bubble for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball has done something like that in the last couple of days. Have you seen the updated protocols?
Yes, sir.
Holy crap. Nobody can talk to each other.
That's crazy.
Players and staff must wear face coverings at all times, including the dugout and clubhouse. They must also wear face coverings at all times in the hotel and public places. Clubs now need to reduce the size of their traveling parties. Staff and players are strictly prohibited from meeting in hotel rooms while on the road.
There's something about Ron Renicki's face covering that really bugs me. It's like it's almost like a 3X. Like it's like way too big for his head and his face. Like the only things you see are his eyes. And I know that's the standard. You got to cover your nose, your mouth.
Some people are bad at covering their nose.
Yeah,
cover your nose.
Yeah, what don't people get about that?
I don't know. Cover your nose.
It defeats the purpose if you just cover your mouth. Right. And don't cover your nose.
Yeah, don't you're even still... bother. Just take the mask off. You're not going to cover up your nose. Right. Cover the damn nose. On road trips, clubs must provide a minimum of 4 buses for everybody at all times.
Yep.
And there has to be distancing on the buses. And eating and drinking are still permitted on planes, but players and staff are prohibited from talking to one another while also eating.
I don't like that.
Any player or staff member
this is turning into Wackoville.
Must talk with their compliance officer if they intend to leave their hotel.
Excuse me, sir.
All clubs need to provide outdoor covered spaces for visiting players and staff members to sit. Whenever possible, players are encouraged to eat outdoors instead of in the clubhouse. While at home, players and staff members are strictly prohibited from visiting bars, lounges, malls, or places with large groups. So no shopping, no bars, no restaurants. You're not allowed to do any of that now. Players and staff members who have been ordered to quarantine or isolate on the road may not leave their hotel rooms under any circumstance. That's an obvious one. The memo also discusses some questions that have been asked by club officials and players, wondering what actually determines when a game is postponed. Pretty much if Major League Baseball feels like it. You know, they're navigating these waters like everybody else is.
Seems like they're making it up as we go here. Yeah.
You're also prohibited from leaving your seat on the planes unless you're going to use the lav.
Oh, can I get up, please?
Nope.
You have to raise your hand?
No stretching.
Oh,
no stretching. No walking up and down the aisle. Nope. None of it. Sit. Don't move. It's like talking to your kids. Don't move. Sit down. Yeah. They also, as we know, require now surgical masks. But no socialization with your teammates at all, at any point. Not in the hotel. Not on the bus rides. Not on the plane rides. Not anywhere. They're basically telling players you can't be near each other for anything anymore.
The bus thing was the most shocking one to me. How they have each team has to have 4 buses now.
Yes.
What were they cramming them all into one bus?
I mean,
like, kind of, and they have to have at least a full row of seats in between each player.
Yeah.
Empty seats in between each player. Like, what were they doing?
I mean, they had at least 2 before. They had to have had at least 2.
No, on the Red Sox first road trip, Dan Roach was sitting there. It's like Mike Reese filming Tom Brady when he walks in the stadium. He goes, here come the Red Sox buses. They're on the first road trip. Roach, you filmed the bus going away. I counted them. There were 4 of them.
Okay, so they've already been using
them. Some teams are, but maybe some teams are cheaping out.
So
maybe like a team in Miami is cheaping out.
Maybe like Derek Jeter's cheap-ass team down in Miami. They didn't pay for the extra buses. But they're telling them, though, because as we said, well, you know, you can distance all you want, but you're going to be with each other on planes and buses and in the hotel together. They don't want any of that to happen anymore. Can you imagine that being in a team full of in a hotel and you're not allowed to see each other?
Oh, I can see baseball players thriving in that situation.
Sure.
They're all individuals anyways.
Yep.
Those guys.
But if you avoid all those outside things, okay, we're not going to restaurants, bars. We're not leaving our hotel. We're not doing anything.
JD Martinez can be on that iPad breaking down his swing 24 hours a day.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't have to talk to a soul.
What happened on the New York Yankees broadcast in the last day? Apparently, John Sterling, not doing well. He's
in the hospital
for a week.
He's
been hospitalized.
Yeah.
He's been sick.
Yeah.
So John Sterling is going to return to the... Oh, it says, according to the New York Post, he's actually going to return to the broadcast tonight. Mm. So that's good news for John Sterling, but he's had someone filling in. What is his fill-in's name?
Ricky Ricardo.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No.
He's the Yankee Spanish broadcaster.
Lucy! Hello, Lucy.
Ricky Ricardo is his name.
Hardy and I used to watch that show.
Yes. Long time Spanish baseball announcer. Yes.
Okay. And it is Ricky Ricardo.
R-I-C-K-I-E.
I-E. Ricky Ricardo.
Do you have a band with him?
So Ricky Ricardo typically does the Spanish broadcast, but now he's filling in for John Sterling. Let's listen and find out if Ricky Ricardo is the eventual replacement for John Sterling. Because Ricky Ricardo is probably, I think he's a lot younger than Sterling, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know how old he is, but I know he's been doing this for a while, but I don't know how old he is.
I think he's...
He's got to be younger than Sterling.
Yeah, I think he is. I think
like
he's probably...
30 years younger.
Yeah, he's probably like in his 40s. All right, let's have a listen.
Curveball, line into left field. You can forget this one. Oh, this is a bomb. Adios, amigo. That breaking ball was right there over the plate, and Voit didn't miss it. So Luke Voit with his fourth home run of the year, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
He's got a little bit of a Sterling thing to him.
I thought we were listening to Sterling. Well, that's no fun.
Good things do come in small packages.
The 1-1.
2-2 to Jeter. 2-2 to Jeter.
Oh, okay. Let's hear more from Ricky Ricardo.
Line to short. Glaber's got it. Throws him out.
Stop.
The ball game is over.
That sounds exactly like John Sterling so far.
Yep.
That sounds like a younger John Sterling.
Smooth.
Everything.
Transition.
Cadence. Call. All of it.
Line to short. Glaber's got it. Throws him out. The ball game is over, and it is another victory. Smells like a victory for the New York Yankees by the final score of 3-1.
It's almost like John Sterling just changed up his catchphrases. Forget the Yankees win.
Well,
it's now victory.
It's not. It's not as if he did. That's exactly what's going on. I'm going to say...
Victor, it smells like a victory.
I don't even understand that catchphrase.
Is Ricky Ricardo John Sterling's biological son? Because, I mean, there's just some scary similarities there.
Wild.
Imagine riding a car to that dude orders like from a drive-thru.
So maybe...
I'd like.
It sounds like it's his kid, like it's his son, similar voice, everything. The ages match up, right? Could be.
Hardy, you folks ever watch the Lucille Ball? Like the Honeymooners and Lucille Ball, the shows? All in the Family?
No, I mean, I watched him as reruns.
Yeah.
This guy is without a doubt the next Yankees broadcaster.
Oh, of course.
This is him. When Sterling's done, and he's in his 80s, right?
He's flying to right, deep right. Harper at the track. Harper at the wall. She's gone. Oh, the DJ spinning a tune right off the bat tonight. LeMahieu. Adios, amigo. His second home run of the season. And welcome back to active duty Philadelphia Phillies. Right off the bat, it's 1-0 New York.
It's pretty good. It's catchy.
I like
Listen, baseball is so unexciting to so many people that you might hear this guy and say, oh, what a corny broadcast. Who cares?
The lefty deals and it's line right at LeMahieu. That's the third out. The ball game is over. And it's another Wait a minute. It smells like victory for the New York Yankees.
I don't even understand.
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
It can't be Yankees win.
That's the brilliance of it right there.
It can't be the Yankees.
Smells like a victory. I don't know what the hell that stems from, but.
How long has Sterling been doing
victory.
How many years?
As Yankees broadcaster?
Yes.
Early 90s, maybe?
Yeah, because Charlie Steiner was there, right?
It was Sterling and Michael Kay, and then Michael Kay went to TV, and then it was Sterling and Steiner.
Okay.
And then it's been Sterling and Waldman for at least the last 12 or 13 years.
I'm trying to put Sterling in San Diego maybe for some kind of a game with the Padres, and he makes it over to Tijuana for a wild weekend. He has an illegitimate son. Like, it's, I mean.
What's Clemens' last year, Jim?
Could we connect these two in any way biologically? Is there a way to do it?
Do you want to hear, like, a not random, just a random, like, it was an ejection in the game. Like, sure. not a play that's like a prepackaged play that's already ready to go.
John Sterling has been on the Yankees broadcast since 1989. Consecutively since 89.
Could that guy be as young as 31 years old that we're listening to?
No.
Ricky Ricardo?
Well,
no.
John Sterling is 82.
I mean, I'm saying if he spawned this young man.
Right. What was Clemens' last year as a Yankee?
But Sterling has been in New York calling stuff in New York since forever. I mean, he did all kinds of things.
He did Braves before that, Hardy. He could have been possibly out there at San Diego.
Right.
There we go.
But in the 70s,
now,
in the 75 to 80, he was the Nets and Islanders guy on Sports Channel in New York. Right.
We can make this work.
Spent all 9 years in Atlanta. He hosted a call-in show, too, in Atlanta.
Well, Ricky Ricardo is also a voiceover actor, according to his Twitter bio.
I think he's a radio. He's a former radio guy.
Talk show host.
Sounds like he could do some Napa auto parts.
Yeah. Napa auto parts.
The Yankees mics are very sensitive on their radio broadcast. Phil Nevin got fired up. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
So Kelly comes back to get Mike Ford.
That was a terrible call. I'm sorry. That was not a strike.
Now, Angel Hernandez.
Someone's yelling. Someone's yelling. Had enough, Angel? Look at that. That is not a strike. I'm sorry.
Hernandez has been very inconsistent, but we know this about him. That's ball four. It should be ball four.
It's Sterling. But
it's
Susan.
It's the second out. And here comes Aaron Boone. And
You can hear this now. See, yeah. I thought you had your say earlier.
Now, Phil Nevin is the one real. Ooh, Nevin's upset. Nevin, real. I think a Nevin's been tossed.
Well, they got to shut the mics off.
Nevin has been tossed. He's on his way.
He's too naughty,
Susan. That's why Aaron came out.
Yeah.
To go
Aaron Boone came to get Nevin, who is on fire. And Nevin's been tossed. And Hector Neris is going to come into the ball game for Philadelphia. Wow.
He literally set himself on fire in protest.
He's like a monk burning himself.
I don't know if I can do that for 3 hours.
How many cigarettes that guy go through?
This makes me want to listen to this Yankee broadcast more.
It does.
But then you got to shut the mics off.
That guy turned the mics off.
Hey, that's Joe's. That's Joe's friend. Easy.
Who?
Susan.
Oh, Susan. I love Susan. Yeah.
Hold on.
Very nice emails.
Oh, there's a profanity. Hold on. Oh, say, can you say?
You weren't here last week. When she did it, and I thought of, what's her name on Golden Pond? When she was singing it.
I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Norman, you old poo. Look at the loons.
It smells like a victory.
It's original. An original.
I don't get it. It doesn't make any damn sense.
That's his thing. I like it.
You know what it is? It's Champ from Anchorman. Oh, whammy.
It is.
What are you doing?
I like it.
I'm just going to stutter, and that's going to be my thing. Come on. Come on. Victory, baby.
Dynamite.
Shut up.
Coming up next, this date in show history. We'll get back to your calls at the top of the hour. That's all on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Going, we don't need roads.
Time to go back in time. It is August 6th. The 6th of August. I'd say we got a number of birthdays here today. Felger's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Felger.
Oh.
It's a birthday today.
We should do that multiple times because he hates it.
We ever see him again.
My father's birthday today. Happy birthday, Dad. And Tony Maserati's son's birthday is today as well.
All right.
Wow. So I think there's a lot of birthdays today.
My sister-in-law's birthday.
All right.
So you don't have a birthday? You have a birthday every day in August, don't you?
I think today is Uncle Chuck's birthday.
Uncle Chuck's birthday.
Yep.
Chuck Zolak. Zolak.
August 6th.
Today's the 6th.
Also my sister-in-law's birthday.
Wow. Grandpa Zolak was... August 7th.
Birthday day around here.
We got 3, 4, 6, 7, yeah.
Yeah, everybody call Felger today and wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, be human.
Before you give your sports take, say happy birthday, Felger.
Just start your call, say happy birthday, Felger, and then just go
you
on.
You can do it in person tomorrow.
By the way, show announcement, I will not be on the program tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm moving shifts tomorrow. We're down a number of bodies around here.
That's what I heard.
Due to quarantines and other matters.
Weddings.
People shifting to different things and people tied up daily on certain shows.
Sure.
I will be going to the afternoon tomorrow.
Nice.
With Felger. Oh. So tomorrow's show is Felger and Beetle.
Like reunited. It's
been a long time. Haven't done a show with Felger in 5.5 years.
Wow. Man's nervous.
And the baseball reporter's with Beetle tomorrow, too.
That's right. I'm going to do the baseball report. Haven't done that one in a long time either.
That'll be fun for you. You're a baseball guy. You like that.
So I will be I'll be in the afternoon tomorrow.
Nice.
You guys won't be here. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Who we got with us?
Yeah, do you have a...
Mike O'Brien will be doing headlines.
Mike O'Brien. Jeff Passant. What do we have from this day in show history, though?
By the way.
Yeah.
Just this date in history.
Yeah.
Odd how things always tie together on this show. August 6th, Lucille Ball's birthday.
No way.
Who are we just talking about?
Lucille Ball. Like the other day when we mentioned Rod Beck, and it was Rod Beck's birthday.
I just hope she doesn't die.
That's happened twice this week.
Let's hope nobody dies, we mentioned.
Okay, well, she died a long time ago.
You don't have to worry about that.
She died 31 years ago, so we're safe. All right.
Okay.
This date in show history.
Yeah.
Here we go. We begin 3 years ago, 2017.
Everything starts there, huh? Seems like all the time we do this. It's pretty good.
There's a lot of 15s. There's a lot of 17s. And this is something that went down between Scott Zolak and Danny Amendola during training camp.
Oh.
I believe in the parlance of radio, we call this grab ass. And it sounded just like this.
This.
How are you, sir?
What's going on, kid? How's the modeling career?
I'm looking at you right now. You look like a model up there, bro.
Thanks, bud. Got a lot of sun.
Yep. Looking good in that red shirt.
Yeah, thanks,
bud. Patriots official gear.
No, it's an Under Armour.
Team issued.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Brady issued.
It's a Brady issued one.
Brady issued shirt.
You sleep in that thing?
No, I have gear? I have the underwear and the T-shirt that keeps me cool at night.
There you go.
What's up, bro?
Adorable.
I miss him.
Adorable, you too.
Oh, when we were good. What's going on, kid? How's the modeling career?
I'm looking at you right now. You look like a model up there, bro.
Bro. Hey,
bro.
You know what, Jared? I was listening to a radio show, and this guy called him bro. And I said the same word, dog, bro.
No.
Bro.
I'm not doing that.
I said, hey, bro.
2 years ago. 2018.
Yep.
This is an edition of Mark the Tape, M-A-R-C, like Mark Bertrand. Get it? Mark the Tape. Beetle made a prediction.
Oh, God, it was probably a horrendous prediction if you're playing.
Either that or spot on.
I don't know. He won Beetle. Yep.
A lot of lead up on this one, T-Bone.
Wow.
Did you forget the prediction?
Just a lot of lead up on this.
That was neat, Beetle, how you did that. Hey, Beetle, make your prediction.
It's exactly what we talked about before this series at the end of last week. The way the Red Sox want to win, with their bats. And that is what they did last night.
So as long as they do that and as long as the playoffs go that way, they'll be absolutely fine. They won't lose to anybody. They will win the World Series. Mark,
whoa.
Mark, mark
whoa.
The tape.
Whoa.
August 6th.
Whoa.
August 6th, Beatles
if
saying it.
That is how the playoffs go. Whoa. If you can hit your way out of all your problems, they will win the World Series. Is that even a, that's not even a hot take or a hot that's prediction.
Pretty, that's pretty hot. That's pretty hot. You came in hot with that one.
Nailed
that's
it.
August 6th.
You're nailed it. August 6th. I said they'd win the World Series.
How were they able to hit so well in 2018? How were they able to hit their way out of every situation?
Well, I will say that they didn't do it with Mookie Betts. As much as I love Mookie Betts, he was a disappointment in that playoff run.
They know what the pitch was? It was amazing.
It's almost like they were cheating. They were so good.
I see what you're doing.
Finally, last year, Zoe broke into the headlines. Because he had some very important breaking news his own.
Lions and Patriots practicing together again today ahead of Thursday's preseason opener. Bill Belichick loves this kind of stuff.
Focus on what we're here for, which is a great...
A little breaking news maybe here.
Working against the Lions.
You want to hit it?
Okay.
Right, I don't know if it's breaking news.
All right, well, why don't you just talk all over the sound that I'm playing
I'm
right
sorry.
Now.
I didn't hear.
By all means. Now your microphone isn't on. Go ahead.
Hey, Marconi.
I'm sorry. N'Keal Harry has been helped off the field. Looks like a right hamstring injury.
All right.
Needed help to get off the field at Patriots.
He thought he was talking to T-Bone. He didn't think he was talking on the air.
I'm sorry. I was trying to talk to T-Bone.
Only been working at the station for 10 years.
You see this thing.
Well, how would you know what
a
button
jack
to press?
Here doesn't work.
So I plugged it over here,
and
this was turned all the way down, so I couldn't hear myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though like, I'm on air right now, I still can't hear it. Like, whoa, there I'm on air.
I botched that whole thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.